Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest is come." He said, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed. When it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Morning, everyone. Let's begin as we do with our prayer for vocations. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy holy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are in need for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Happy Father's Day to all our fathers. Hey, kids, listen to me. Kids, are you looking? Spoil your dads today, okay? All right, fan them. You should fan them, all right? But have a good time today with dads. This weekend, actually, I had the great pleasure of joining up with over 100 men who were invited from dioceses across the country for what they called a Catholic Men's Leadership Summit. And these were men who were the leaders of different apostolates, conferences, all ways in which there is, in our times, some kind of reach out to men. And I was able to be on a panel, and a lot of great information was shared, how to put a conference together, and you know, kind of what are the different phases of this, that, and everything, and very important information, and it was great to be a part of that. But when it got time for me to be on the panel, the first question I got was from a man who said, "Father, what are we supposed to do when parents take their children to Catholic school, but then they don't come to church on Sunday?" And I said, "Well, you're striking a nerve. I mean, this is a problem that's going on in our land." And I spoke to them. I said, "Listen, when do we pinpoint as being the beginning of our church?" You could shout it out if you want, but they did at that time. They said Pentecost. That was a time where we all remember the scene where those apostles, our first bishops, were gathered together in that upper room, and Jesus came in and he said, "Peace be with you." He said, actually said that twice. But then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Boom! That's the beginning of the church right then. Why? Because we received a power. We received a power. I said, I believe this is the missing link, not only in men's ministry, but in our church today. We are not raising that up to be the highest value. I said, "Listen, you guys, you know this. I know it too. You'll put together all these great programs, That Man Is You, and all kinds of great stuff, and the same guys show up. You know, and why is that? You know, why not more? Well, in all likelihood, and it could be a variation of degrees, but in all likelihood, the guys that are showing up are the guys whose hearts are pounding for the Lord, who have come up into that upper room, if you will, and have received the power of the Holy Spirit, and know that that power is everything. And so that power now drives them, compels them to want the more of God. Okay? It's interesting, I was reading through something that Archbishop Fulton Sheen wrote about baptism. I'll read this to you. Baptism infuses seven virtues into the soul, the first three of which relate to God himself, namely faith, hope, and charity. We are thus enabled to believe in him, hope in him, and love him. But four other virtues called moral virtues are related to the means of attaining God. These are prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. By the right use of things for God's sake, by paying our debts to God, by being brave about witnessing our faith, and temperate about even the legitimate pleasures of life, we reach God more quickly. The world, therefore, is divided into the once born and the twice born. Between the sons of the old Adam and the sons of the new Adam, Christ. Between the unregenerated and the regenerated. There is real inequality in the world. There are superior and inferior peoples. But the basis of distinction is not color, race, nationality, or wealth. So the superior people of the earth are the supermen, the godmen. The inferior people are those who have been called to that superior state, but as yet have not embraced it. But the reborn must follow the laws of divine life, for which the Lord has prepared other sacraments. Close quote. Yes! Under the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, we're called to be supermen. I'm talking to dads today, okay? Of course, superwomen as well. But the sad reality is that far too many have rejected this invitation to a superior life in favor of an inferior life. In other words, this supernatural power on offer, it's not forced on us as though we were created as robots. No, God has given us that free will so that we can choose him or choose ourselves. We can choose a superior life in God's supernatural power, or we can wallow in the inferior life, tending to our carnal desires. Father John Harden wrote, "St. Thomas Aquinas believed that man is more than a composite of body and soul, that his is nothing less than elevated to a supernatural order which participates, as far as a creature can, in the very nature of God. Accordingly, a person in the state of grace or divine friendship possesses certain enduring powers, the infused virtues and gifts that raise him to an orbit of existence as far above nature as heaven is above earth, and that give him abilities of thought and operation that are literally born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God." Recall that moment in the upper room. He said, "Peace be with you," twice, before he gave them a power. Why? Because when we accept this power on offer to us, This power received when that chrismation occurs, when that chrism oil is poured on our heads. In that moment, we receive that power. But we can deny it. We can reject it. We can push it away. We can hide in the bush of the Garden of Eden, right? We can distance ourselves from God. But when we come into that divine friendship, that state of grace, my brothers, you are supermen. I'm sure your children think you are, and rightfully so. You're here. You are trying your best to stay in a state of grace. And when you fall, you get in that box. I've said this before. You know, I literally panic when people are outside of God's friendship, outside of that state of grace, because you're toast. Remember, we shared that quote from Ronald Reagan. You know, it's peace through strength. Weakness only invites aggression, only invites the devil to walk into our lives and just play with us. By way of talking about my passion for getting people back into the state of grace when they fall, I actually brought my little cell phone here to announce that it's up and running again. This is called My Confessor. And I think as of tomorrow, it's actually on Apple and iTunes right now. You can download it free. Okay. There's actually a place in there to give a donation to St. Mary's, if you want to know. But it's free. And you just push the button and you see if the little bulb's on and you come on over. Okay? I might have a little message there that says, come to the front door of the rectory and ring the intercom or something like that. And it shows how long I'm going to be in for, okay? And also it has a place here for how to go to confession. It has a place here for the Ten Commandments. And then you hit on this and then it lights up. If you did that sin or that sin or that sin, then you come to confession and you confess that sin and you confess that sin and you confess that sin. Pretty cool, huh? And then here's the added feature this time around. Hold on. Bear with me. I'm not too techie. This Google map says Father Rick is participating with this. Now I have it available for all priests. I'm the only priest on it because it's just launched, right? But I'm going to make it available for all priests, and you can look at the Google map. My little balloon button there says red. I'm not available because I'm preaching to you right now, right? But it will be green when I am, and you can also check the front page and see if I'm in too. All right? Little way of message. I'm so excited about this. I can't tell you. I'm like a kid at Christmas. But again, why? Because I do believe we're called to be supermen, superwomen. But only under the power of grace. We can't make godly decisions, good ones. We're prone to compromise with the world. We're prone to give a little here and a little there. When you're under the power of grace, right? Of course I'm not going to follow the world. Of course I believe in this teaching. Of course I'm not going to lie, cheat, or swear. Of course I won't do that. So empowered. Wow, the lights went out. That's pretty cool. Of course I'm not going to do that. Or I am going to do that. Under the power of grace, his yoke is easy and his burden light. Why? Because we love him. Our heart pounds with love for him. All we want to do is please him. Like our opening prayer said, we want to please you in all ways, Lord. That's what grace has. It's a friendship. It's a union. It's love. Okay? I am so grateful to be with so many supermen in our faith community here. God bless you.